My name is Marie Mitchell. I'm here at the BLM office with Susan Will, and this is November 20, 2006, and it's for the Hall Road Jukebox Project, the Oral History Department. Susan, tell me a little bit about where you grew up and some of your education and influences that might led you to when you started doing field archaeology.
I was born and raised in Bismarck, North Dakota, and I went to school in the East Coast, a girls' college in upstate New York, and then I ended up at the University of North Dakota after a year. I was interested in geology, ceramics, art, and archaeology, anthropology, mainly archaeology. A big part of my influence was my grandfather was an archaeologist, historian, etc. And ever since I was young, I was interested in archaeology, primarily plains archaeology and anthropology. But I was always interested in outdoor stuff and, you know, anything that had to do with the past. And it was kind of a natural progression to either get into geology or archaeology. And because of the professor I had at the University of North Dakota, I ended up spending two summers doing archaeology in Montana and Wyoming. And when I returned to school, there were some problems in the field, and basically I got kicked off the crew and was told I would never work in plains archaeology again. So,
what is plains?
Plains archaeology is basically the northern plains. That's a general area where a lot of archaeology is done. And I went to my geology professor, who I really liked, and told him I was devastated. I said, well, what should I do? Should I go further west? He suggested I go to Alaska. He had been up here working, and he really liked it, and said, why don't you try Alaska? So I came to Alaska.
About what year was this?
1973. I came up here the fall of 73.